This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
We are talking today about whether or not you should bequeath our digital accounts after death. We've had some messages during the break. What have we got, Woods?
Yeah, this is on WhatsApp from numbers ending 6199, who says, on the story about the accounts, don't you think it would be scary if one day one of the accounts of your deceased loved ones were hacked? What do you do if that happens?
Oh. And also thank you to Christine's mother, who said she liked the song just then. You know,
yeah.
Us oldies have got to stick together, right?
Oh,
right.
You are not allowed to speak like that to my mother.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Time for us to move over to Las Vegas, of course, where we've got Jeff Sandu on standby. It is day three at AWS reInvent Night. Jeff, what has been happening over there?
Hey, guys, it's me again. Yes, today is the craziest day of the entire conference because Andy Jassy, the CEO of AWS, he took stage for his keynote speech. And there are over 50,000 attendees in the hall. And there's about 2,100 breakout sessions happening over the course of this event. There are more than 20 new services that was launched in Andy's keynote speech today. And I have to say, he's one of those CEOs that's really inspiring. He commands the stage with so much of energy over the course of his 2 hours keynote speech. It's either he's powered by AWS or I think AWS is powered by Andy Jassy. He's a real geek at heart, and you can really feel his passion for building platforms and services. He really likes to get into the heart and the gist of it. Despite having the CEO title, he knows what the customers want and need.
Jeff, we don't have time to go through all of the 20 announcements, though. Can you just give us your top picks?
Okay, so I will pick a few. But first, I want to start with Formula One. Andy brought a good friend of his on stage, Ross Brown. Currently, Ross is the Formula One Managing Director of Motorsports and also the Technical Director. But he's known as the mastermind behind Michael Schumacher's 7 World Championship titles. And he even had his own team a few years back, if you remember. Earlier this year, Formula One signed up a partnership agreement with AWS to be the official technology partner to crunch the data and deliver it in a more meaningful way for us fans and also the commentators. So each F1 car produces huge amounts of data that the team uses to optimize their strategies, and previously all of this data was only accessible to the engineers. Now, using the AWS platform, Formula One will be able to analyze data in real time and give fans an idea of whether a driver is pushing themselves to the limit or not. The first product from the partnership is the F1 Insights, and we got a sneak preview of what viewers can see in the next year's Formula One races. The example shown was when Sebastian Vettel pushing Lewis Hamilton on a straight line, and in the past, you're not quite sure if Sebastian Vettel could actually overtake Hamilton in the bends. But next year onwards, you will be able to see a really cool graphics at the side of your screen showing you the percentage of overtake probability. You'd also get a car performance graphic that shows you the tire wear of each wheel, the engine oil, the overall performance in percentage of the car at the moment. Hmm. Honestly, I think I might start watching F1 again come next year with all this really cool F1 insights.
Me too.
Sounds cool.
So despite the music that you're listening to, Jeff, did you just describe what we normally see like in the F1 games on stuff like, you know, the PC and on the PS4?
Actually, it's pretty much like that. It's taking this information that you normally can only simulate in the gaming world, analyzing real data in real time, and then projecting it for viewers on screen. It's gaming in the real world.
Anything else? Surely there's some AI push, right? It's AWS we're talking about, after all.
Ah, yes, AI. I mean, AI is like so common for these folks here. It's not really like a buzzword for them. Almost everything has an AI element. There's a new AWS marketplace for machine learning. There's a new AWS Inferentia. There's the Amazon SageMaker Reinforced Learning, or RL. And all of these is to help you utilize machine learning without the huge barrier of cost and also expertise as well. Because talent is hard to come by. And by next year, you would be able to get an AWS machine learning chip of their own. It's called Inferentia. And guess who are the other players making their own AI chip? Google and Alibaba. So AWS clearly don't want to get left behind in the hardware space, as they're pretty much comfortable in the software industry because they keep innovating. 20 over plus announcements just today itself. Another cool AI service is called Amazon Textract. It's like Extract, but for text. So converting forms to digital formats is hard, as we all know. And even with a good optical character recognition, or OCR, it's difficult to get the digital extraction of worded text, especially when there's like a graph or a table chart. Normally, you just get a bunch of words that's from the chart itself, and it doesn't quite make any sense. With Amazon Textract, it will be able to give you a breakdown of what the chart means in simple words, just like how you would read the chart itself. And for forms, like the ones that you would fill up at hospitals or immigration, it will detect the right value. So no matter how many times the form changes in format, it will still identify the right value, like which box is usually your name, or which box is your IC number or date of birth. And all of that is done automatically without data entry or writing any rules. And finally, very quickly, you know how Amazon.com has a really good recommendation engine, making you spend more than you actually could? Yeah. AWS is bringing that recommendation engine for everyone now with Amazon Personalize.
Oh, gosh.
They have over 20 years of experience in this area, and they have built a recommender system at scale. And now they're allowing you to use this service that puts personalization and recommendation in the hands of developer with little machine learning experience. It can work for music, it can work for movies, it can even work for products.
Now, that sounds a little bit dangerous.
Sounds very scary.
A little bit dangerous?
Right. It sounds like he's at a samba now.
Really, it sounds like a party back
right?
there, seriously.
Definitely having a difficult time, obviously. Now, we saw your Insta story, Jeff. There seems to be some kind of remote control toy that AWS has announced as well. What's all that about?
Oh my God, yes. You have no idea how badly I want that remote control toy. So it's called the AWS Deep Racer. It's a fully autonomous 1/18th scale race car. It's driven by reinforced learning, or RL, and a 3D racing simulator. It kind of feels like maybe some of the AI engineers at AWS, they kind of got together one day and they were probably hacking a scaled racing car, and this is the product that came out of it. But it's such a brilliant product that helps every developer to get started with reinforcement learning, or RL. So RL is an advanced machine learning technique that takes a unique approach to training models compared to other machine learning methods. RL learns complex behaviors without requiring any labeled training data, and it can make short-term decisions while optimizing for a longer-term goal. So an example that was given on stage is that imagine if you were to program an AI to play the game Pac-Man. Mm. It's difficult to tell how best to win the game, but you can tell the software that it must clear out the entire screen and not get eaten by the monsters. Then the software will try to do this over and over and over and over again until it has figured out a way by itself the best way to do it. So AWS DeepRacer boasts a dual-core Intel Atom processor. It has a 4-megapixel full HD video camera. It's got Wi-Fi, USB ports, accelerometer, gyroscope, two batteries for a 2-hour battery life. It kind of looks something like from the game Rocket League. It's a very cute little car with like a monster truck chassis, but it's shrinked in size. It's really tiny. You can test drive the car on a 3D simulator on a collection of tracks. And once the developers determine their algorithm is good enough, you can then plug that algorithm into the actual Deep Racer and let the real rubber hit the road. So in addition to that, AWS realized that this is actually becoming very competitive internally, so they decided to launch the AWS Deep Racer League. It's an autonomous racing league that will hold matches at Amazon Cloud events all of next year. Developers can compete against each other by racing cars to see whose algorithm leads to the fastest race times. Again, it's like a pet project from AI scientists that guarantees to be a hit with all developers. I'm very confident of this. I can also foresee this being in schools sometime later in the future to help kids learn about machine learning.
Now, just out of interest, you know, just asking for a friend, how much is something like this likely to cost?
So the AWS DeepRacer is available for pre-order on the Amazon store. That's Amazon.com for $399.
Wow.
But there is a discount at the moment, and it's going for $249. The item will be released on March 6th, 2019. Pretty cool. If you're a developer and you're looking to brush up your machine learning algorithms.
Thank you very much, Jeff, for that update, of course. I bet you've already pre-ordered yourself one. Of course, that was Jeff Sandu at the AWS reInvent 2018 conference all the way over there in Las Vegas. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, the poor boy is working so hard.
Yeah, not like there's party music going on in the background.
Not exactly,
anything.
Right? You should be like editing in the silence of your hotel room or something like that. You think, right?
Get some rest, Jeff.
Yeah, I'm sure, yeah. Anyway, I'm sure when he gets back, you'll be hearing interviews from some of the minds who created these new services and their products. And of course, it'll all be on Tech Talk over the next few weeks. We are going to take a short break while we deal with the jealousy of Jeff being over in Las Vegas. And when we come back, our final story of the day, Hidden Pockets of Time You Didn't Know You Had Every Day. Up next, a song for Jeff. It is Green Day with Basket Case here on Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.